There's a big, big celebration happening this week in the Upper Peninsula in Hancock. It's Häkon Päivä. Häkon Päivä celebrates the Finnish culture in Michigan. And whether it's the polar bear dive or the wife-carrying contest, there is plenty of fun, music, food, and lots of snow. Dave Mackey is the assistant editor at the Finnish American Reporter. How'd I do, Dave? Häkon Päivä?
You're doing very well. Häkon Päivä is the way to pronounce it, and you're almost spot on.
Almost there. What does that word mean?
It literally translates to Heikki's Day or Henry's Day, which is associated with the name day tradition that comes out of Finland, where each day of the calendar year is there are first names that are designated for each day. And Heikki's Day or Henry's Day happens in mid-January, and that's typically was associated with the midpoint of winter.
So kind of let's get out and kind of celebrate and shake off winter cobwebs?
Well, that element of it was actually created here in the Hancock area. Häkon Päivä was not actually celebrated in Finland until after we started celebrating it here. More so, the day was just associated with folklore, that was believed to be the halfway point of winter, where you should have half of your hay left in the barn, and it's also the time where the bear who's hibernating in his den rolls over to his other side, indicating that it's winter's half done.
Well, if anybody should be celebrating something like that, it should be our friends in the Upper Peninsula. What kinds of things are happening all week in Hancock during the festival?
Well, our festival very much fits the cliche of something for everyone. I was talking with someone yesterday, and we came up with the idea that the festival appeals to all of the senses. There's food, there's music, there's dance, there's outdoor games, there are indoor activities, there's an educational component. We have enrichment classes that are going on to teach people about some of the Finnish and Finnish-American traditions. There's the polar bear dive that appeals to the hardy or perhaps a different adjective sort of people. There's all sorts of things. There's something that literally anyone can enjoy.
I'm kind of interested in the wife-carrying contest.
Oh, that's something that's one of the more tongue-in-cheek events of the festival. It's quite literally just as it sounds. The competitors who don't necessarily have to be married, the husband carries the wife to and through a series of obstacles or challenges that they have to complete, and that even those are part of the Finnish-American tradition. In our case, we have the competitors go through the course where they have to prepare their home and themselves for having some guests over for coffee, and they complete this course, and like in many athletic events, the fastest time wins.
Let's talk about food. What kinds of special Finnish dishes would we find?
Well, the most popular that I've seen at the festival is what's called the piirakka, which is kind of a rice-filled pastry with a very tasty crust. And it's, in my mind, it's kind of not only a meal, but also a treat. They're so tasty. And they're not frequently made around here, but there are a number of people who are capable of doing so. And when I get a chance to pick those up at our marketplace, I'm always eager to take as many as I can eat in one sitting.
That sounds really, really good. And certainly anyone who comes into Hancock is going to get a sense of Finnish culture when I realize 40% of the population claims Finnish ancestry in the recent federal census.
That's right. This county, along with the three or four counties that are adjacent to it to the west, are the only counties in the entire United States where Finnish is the predominant ancestry. And you're right that it was between 33 and 40%, depending on the county, where folks indicated that they had at least some Finnish in their heritage.
Dave, I have a question. You're probably going to laugh me right out of the room. Does Häkon Päivä ever get snowed out?
Mother Nature tries her best, but the perfect example to answer that is last year. The air temperature, I don't believe, got above zero, and we had a howling north-to-northwest wind, and I think the wind chill was somewhere around 20 to 30 below zero. And as I walked along the parade route, I saw that there were people lining the streets for all five or six blocks on both sides, and we had hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming and going all day. So if that doesn't scare people away, nothing will.
Dave Mackey is the assistant editor at the Finnish American Reporter. And we want to thank you so much for sharing the fun of Häkon Päivä with us, Dave.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I hope more and more people will get a chance to experience this because it's a wonderful event. And you don't have to be Finnish to enjoy it. You can be Finnish for the day.